The Del Rio sector of the U.S.-Mexico border runs for 288 kilometers along the Rio Grande River, which forms the boundary between Texas and Mexico. Here, since December of last year, the U.S. Border Patrol has tried a new program that has curtailed both immigrant crossings and drug trafficking. With the cooperation of local law enforcement and U.S. attorneys in the area, the Border Patrol has sent hundreds of illegal entrants to be prosecuted for their crimes. Under existing U.S. law, a person who enters the United States at any point other than an official port of entry is guilty of a misdemeanor and can be sentenced to up to 6 months in prison. In a VOA phone interview, Del Rio Border Patrol spokesman Randy Clark said the threat of punishment has discouraged people from crossing here.
In our busiest station where we apprehended the most aliens, we are now close to 70% down for the month of May when we compare it with 2005. For the period of the operation, which is December of 2005 to present, we've noticed a 50% decline in the station overall for those 6 months.
Clark says the secret to the program's success is the application of existing law and the use of penalties spelled out in the statutes. In the Del Rio sector, agents have ended the so-called revolving door practice, whereby captured illegal immigrants were simply processed and sent back to Mexico, where they could then make another attempt at crossing. It's been common for Border Patrol agents to apprehend the same individual two or three times in the same day because of this practice. Agent Clark says under the Zero Tolerance Program, dubbed Operation Streamline, someone who has been jailed for breaking U.S. immigration law once will face more punishment for doing it again.
If they enter the United States after serving that sentence and being removed from the country, then they find themselves in the predicament that they are either A, going to be or prosecuted as a felony because it's their second offense, or if we elect to prosecute them as a misdemeanor, they may face a stiffer sentence than on that first occasion.
Clark says existing law gives federal prosecutors leeway to charge a person with a felony if they are a repeat offender. But this only applies to people crossing the border illegally. A controversial bill passed by the House of Representatives in December would have made it a felony for anyone to be in the United States illegally. But even congressmen who voted for it now say that provision is likely to be dropped from any comprehensive bill worked out in the coming weeks between representatives of both the House and Senate. Clark says agents freed from the burden of processing and returning detainees can now spend more time catching them. He says President Bush's promise to send National Guard troops to the border should also be a help in that regard. Border Patrol officials in Washington are closely monitoring Operation Streamline on the West Texas borderline, but Clark says it's too soon to say that this same approach can be applied everywhere else on the border. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.